Yetu mam rudra kitena.
Yetu mam rudra kitena.
Sayam prata samahitaha. Stuvantyaham kamavaran. Dasye pragyam cha shobanam. Those persons who, but, mam, unto me, rudra gitena, by the song sung by Lord Shiva, sayam, in the evening, prataha, in the morning, samahitaha, being attentive. Stuvanti, offer prayers. Aham, I. Kamavaran, all benedictions to fulfill desires. Dasye, shall award. Pragyam, intelligence. Cha, also. Shobanam, transcendental. Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence. Responsively, please repeat. Those who will offer me the prayers,
those who will offer me the prayers
composed by Lord Shiva,
composed by Lord Shiva,
both in the morning and in the evening,
both in the morning and in the evening,
will be given benedictions by me. In this way they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Good intelligence means going back home, back to Godhead. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 10:10. 10:10. Sort of famous verse. Teshan satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yena maham upayanti te. Those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. One who offers prayers to the Lord to fulfill his different desires must know that the highest perfectional fulfillment of desire is to go back home, back to Godhead. In this verse it is indicated that those who remember the activities of the Prachetas, the sons of King Prachina Barhisha, will be delivered and blessed. So what to speak of the sons of King Prachina Barhisha, who are directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the way of the Parampara system. If we follow the Acharyas, we attain the same benefit as our predecessors. If one follows the decisions of Arjuna, he should be considered to be directly hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is no difference between hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from the Supreme Lord and following a personality like Arjuna, who formerly heard Bhagavad Gita directly from the Lord. Sometimes foolish people argue that since Krishna is not present at the moment, One cannot take direct instructions from him. Such foolish people do not know that there's no difference between directly hearing Bhagavad Gita and reading it, as long as one accepts Bhagavad Gita as it is, spoken by the Lord. However, if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita by his imperfect interpretations, one cannot possibly understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita, even though one may be a great scholar according to mundane estimation. Yetu mam rudra-gitena sayam prata samahita stuvantyaham kamavaran dasi pragyam chashovanam. Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. In this way, they can both fulfill their desires and attain good intelligence. It is not at all disputable that we have a myriad of different desires. Desires are entering into the mind just like rivers enter into the ocean. So many rivers around the world. And they're all entering into the ocean. But, according to the Bhagavad Gita, apuryamanam achala pratishtam samudram apa pravashanti yadvat tadvat kamiyam pravashanti sarve sashantim apnoti na kama kami. The characteristic of the ocean is that it is always relatively calm, in the sense that with all the water pouring into it, it doesn't rise up and cover the land. So in the same way, someone who tolerates material desires and engages in his constitutional activity of service to Krishna, bhakti unto Govinda, because we have to serve anyway. That is a fact. That is our essential nature, dharma. But someone who struggles to satisfy all his different material desires will always be frustrated. Dhyayato vishayam pungsa sangasteshu pajayate. Sangat sanjayate kama, kama krodho vijayate. All we have to do is allow our eyes to wander, allow our ears to roam uncontrolled, and inevitably we're going to hear something materially pleasing, we're going to see something materially beautiful, and will become attached to the idea of coveting that, of having that object. This is the place where we get caught up in the material world. How does this sequence take place? Sansparsa jabhoga. When the senses come in contact with the sense objects, when we meditate on them, we become attached. In fact, kama is the opposite of prema. Kama means lust. with a strong desire to enjoy. But it is a contradiction, because we, the soul, cannot get any pleasure from dead matter. We enjoy life with other people because they are alive. Nobody enjoys a dead body. Nobody keeps a dead body around and kisses it or does anything with it. Dead bodies we burn, we bury. Dead matter. Chemicals only. Nobody goes to the bank of the river where the factories are dumping their chemicals and says, "Oh, now let me enjoy all these chemicals." Same chemicals as in our body. So how can we enjoy this body? It is simply srama, simply useless labor, trying to exploit material energy. We will always become frustrated. And then krodha will become angry. And sammoha, we will become bewildered. And we'll get caught up in the whirlpool. And it's a trap. When you get caught in a whirlpool, you may be a good swimmer, but you have allowed yourself to wander in that area of the river where the current will drag you down. Many a good swimmer have died in a strong undercurrent, strong whirlpool. Even a vipassacitta, a learned person, indriyani pramatini, paranti prasabham manaha, he becomes mad. A learned man becomes mad. In fact, better to not be a learned man in this material world at the present moment in Kali Yuga, because a learned man is not only mad, but very dangerous. Very dangerous. He creates so many things for the destruction of the world and for the misery of others. So he's forced to fall down. Haranti prasabham mana. Forced to fall down into sense gratification. So therefore, an intelligent person will realize that if happiness exists, and there's a strong sense of that within us, because Krishna is happy, because Krishna is enjoying constantly, and we are part of Krishna, we also have a sense to enjoy. We have a natural feeling to enjoy. It is part of our constitutional makeup. We have a right to enjoy. It is our God-given right to enjoy. But we don't know how. Therefore, Krishna comes to explain to us in so many ways. Tamasi ma jyotir gama. Come to the light. Give up the darkness of the material world where there is no happiness. Can't you see? Why don't you finish your business here? Can't you see there is nothing here? It's only pain and less pain. To say this is good and this is bad is simply an illusion. There's no good. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhag. We are most unfortunate in this age. We cannot discriminate. a bala, a manda, this is good, this is bad. Simply an illusion. It's all bad. As long as you have to get old, you have to get diseased, and you have to die, it doesn't matter whether you die in Afghanistan or you die in a big hospital in America, death is painful. You have to get old. Sometimes it is much more distressful when you live in a very opulent country and you see that you can't prevent old age. With all of your technology, all of your chemicals, all of your creams, all of your... The biggest thing now, the biggest thing. I'm sure everybody is getting a direct mail package inviting you to take this pill. It stops old age, slows down the aging process. Oh, and the biggest one is Viagra. You're 90 years old, but feel like you were 16 again. Take this pill. The people are in such illusion. Therefore, Krishna says, you come to me. I will give you the intelligence. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenama. You can come to me. You can get free from the sattvas, rajas and tama of this material world. You can get free from the labyrinth of dead-end streets. No matter what path you follow in this material world, they're all dead-end streets. Come to the end, there's nothing there. And you've wasted your time, millions of years, and it's simply puna punas charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed, as Prabhupada used to say. And the example of the Pachetas is very nice, because it's not that they're poor fellows and they took up spiritual life because they had nothing better to do and they wanted to get more japatis on their plate and therefore they joined some ashram. They were the sons of the emperor of the world. All opulence was due to them, all good fortune, the good karma they had. But by good advice, they decided to perform some austerity. And through their austerity, they learned the real secret to living eternally. To connect with the Supreme Lord through the power of prayer. Everything is prayer. Maha Mantra is a prayer. O Lord, please engage me in your service. O energy of the Lord, please engage me in his service. O Radharani, please consider my case. Nityananda Prabhu, without your mercy, I can never get the mercy of Gauranga. O Mahaprabhu, you have come to claim the most fallen, therefore my claim is first. So many prayers, Nisringadev, please save me so that I can engage in devotional service. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya. Namaste Jastejase Avir Bhava Vajra Naka Vajra Dangstra Karmashayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Om Shraum. Tear out my anarthas with your powerful nails. Cleanse my heart so that I can engage in devotional service. We won't think it if we don't practice praying. thinking, feeling, and willing. Begins with thinking and praying in the mind, praying verbally, powerful prayer. The tongue is the most voracious and uncontrollable of all the senses. But if the tongue is engaged in praying to Krishna, chanting Krishna, then all the other senses will follow in line. Therefore, chanting prayers is the beginning, the middle, and the end of this process of bhakti yoga. Anyone with a heart, of course, if your heart is made of ice, you may find it hard to pray. But anyone with a real heart, a beautiful heart, can pray to Krishna with feeling, with love. And Krishna will respond. Natabara is not stone, not even plastic. He has a heart too. He's all heart. He's all love. All compassion. He wants to bring us home. But we have to show him that we want to go home. We have to cry. We have to pray. We have to serve. We have to show. Then we can enter into the mystery of his understanding. He will give us the knowledge. He will show us. He will train us. We keep ourselves 1,000 miles away from him, although we may be physically right in front of him. But if we keep ourselves 1,000 miles away by our cold heart, by our weak consciousness, by our lack of enthusiasm and determination, perseverance, patience, then someone else will pray for our benefit, because it's a sad situation. Everyone can go back to Godhead now. The door has been opened. The path has been well lit. The pure devotee has come. He's leading us all back to Godhead. And if you don't want to go, it's so sad. Very simple process. Praying, chanting the holy names. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Navalakshana. 9 different processes, but it begins with hearing and chanting. Anyone who chants in the morning and the evening sincerely, with prema, bade lard premse, with very strong attachment. We have that attachment. Boys and girls get together and they get attached to one another. Some people are attached to their family members. Some people are proud to be Americans and wave their flags. We already have the capacity to become attached. We're like free radicals roaming in the body, needing to get attached to the right chemical, to the right molecule. We need to become attached to Krishna. And the easiest process, there are so many processes described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Practically anything that you call religion on the planet today is only a subset of what Krishna has described in the Bhagavad Gita. such a perfect description in the first six chapters. No one can compete. No one can possibly equal. But Krishna himself gives his own opinion that of all yogis, yoginamapi sarvesham, madhagate nantaratmana, one who gives himself completely to me, shraddhavan bhajate omam, in faith, real faith, shraddha up to nishta, shraddha up to prema, we need to surrender. You will surrender to somebody or something. You can't avoid that. You will surrender to your own mind, given no one else to surrender to. You reject all others. You'll surrender to your own mind, and where has your own mind led you so far? To a lifetime of birth and death and misery. Not only one lifetime, you're guaranteed of another birth, and another, born again. You will be born again, and again, and again, and again, until you stop this process by taking shelter of Krishna. Krishna says, this is my opinion. He's Yogeshwar. He's the goal. Vasudeva para yoga. He's the goal of yoga. The goal of everything. Paraveda. Paramaka. Param jnanam. Param tapaha. Paro dharma. He's the goal of everything. Just to have a relationship with that beautiful, sweet personality. We should give up all other things and strive for that relationship. It's very real. It's more tangible than any of the temporary, anxiety-fraught relationships that we have in this material world. The exploitative relationships, the relationships that are destined to be finished by time, by imperfection, one way or another. Why do we give ourselves to this prayas when we can have shreyas, when we can have a beautiful relationship with a wonderful person who cares, who stay with us always and comfort us and give us life and give us love? And he came as his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and we had a glimpse of that person in Srila Prabhupada. So we know it's true. Nobody could have been as nice as Srila Prabhupada. Nobody in the world. Because he was Krishna's. That is something wonderful. So are there any questions, comments? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.